Thank you very much, Rabbi. Thank you, Berman. Thank you, Jack, so very, very, very much indeed for the few words that you said about me. They were somewhat exaggerated, but highly appreciated. Our relationship goes back, as you said, to the 1970s. And with your parents, even before, I met your parents for the first time in 1971 when I came to try out Fifth Avenue Synagogue. And at dinner at our president, the synagogue president's home, I remember Philip, your father, said to our host, "Get that cantor to become the cantor of the Fifth Avenue Synagogue," and he listened. But we are dedicating today's session to Marilyn, the late Marilyn, and who can forget who Marilyn was? Marilyn was a unique lady, I think, with an absolutely total positive approach to everything that she said and everything which she did. The Bells family is the doyen of the Jewish community in Memphis, and I can attest to the fact as to the importance of the leadership that both Jack, may you live until 120 and beyond with lots of good health, and your late Marilyn. Whenever I called and Marilyn picked up the phone, it was, "Hi, how are you? Wow, it's so wonderful to hear from you." And that was quite often. That warmth that this lady projected, not only to myself and to my wife, Beatrice, but to the entire community. And when she came to New York with Jack to various events, specifically Yeshiva University events, she was the epitome of what a gracious Eshet Chayil she was, and the epitome and an example as to what a Jewish honest lady should be. And so we mourn her very much. There is hardly a day when Beatrice and I do not speak about Marilyn. And I want to thank you, Jack, for what you've said about me in your introduction. It is not about me. It is about Marilyn. And may she rest in peace, and may she be a melitzat yosher, a great advocate, not only to the family, which is number one, but the community in Memphis, the American Jewish community, and in fact, the international Jewish community, specifically the state of Israel, with all the difficulties that Israel is going through at the moment. She would have been so upset with what is going on, but by the same token, she was a very positive lady, and one would have relied on her and her positive thoughts vis-a-vis the state of Israel. I would like also to take another minute before I go into my talk to speak about the Bells School of Jewish Music. I've been a distinguished professor at the Bells School of Jewish Music since 1985. The Bells School of Jewish Music is the most unique school of Jewish music, specifically liturgical music, in the world. As a matter of fact, I think probably the only one that encompass in it three different types of students. YU is blessed with outstanding students. And I can attest to it from semester to semester. Are divided into three categories. One category, and that's the main one, we are in the midst of fights or wars or battles, maybe the word battle is the best one, as to the old, ancient, some of them Misinai, what we call the Nusach HaTfilah, the way a prayer should be chanted. And so it's, you don't have to be a full-fledged cantor. You can be just a nice Baal Tfilah who is fully knowledgeable with the Nusach. And this is really where we concentrate very much. So that category of student who comes to the Bell School of Jewish Music could be a nice Baal Tfilah, not perhaps with a great voice, but with a nice voice and with a musical talent, and he will be an outstanding Baal Tfilah. The second category will be, of course, some people who may not have a great voice, but they are musical, they are interested, they are conscious, they are anxious in learning the Nusach HaTfilah. And they, although they will not become Baalei Tfilah or Chazanim, but they will become one day presidents of synagogues, and they will be able to say, this particular person is a good Baal Tfilah or a good Chazan or not. As we like to use the word, correctness of the chanting of the davening. The third category, of course, are the most talented ones who have beautiful voices. They study voice with somebody else at the school, but they come to us to study, and we have classes also for them to teach them how to become a fully fledged Chazan. And I would like to take this opportunity to urge many shuls, many of our Orthodox shuls affiliated with YU, affiliated with other Orthodox organizations, to make sure that the notion of Nusach is being preserved. Now, I said in my introduction that it will be divided into Tfilot, Shavuot, and who composed Tehillim, the Book of Psalms. I would like to start with some ideas of Piyutim for Chag Shavuot. We are still in the days of the days after Chag Shavuot. We have to make up, and so we do not say Tachanun, of course. But I decided to deal with Chag HaShavuot. Prayers altogether started in the days of Ezra and Anshei Knesset HaGdola, the people, the rabbis of the great assembly. And that started approximately at the fifth 100 years before the Common Era. And then also Rabban Gamliel HaSheni was very important about it. But that was sometimes not sufficient, but the prayer was codified, and you couldn't just add prayers. You could at a certain time say some prayers, but you couldn't always add what you wanted. However, the Piyut composed by Paitanim, by Rabbanim, by Chazanim, one of the reasons why the piyutim were composed, other than to describe the holiday when we say piyutim, the reason was that in the Middle Ages and before that, because of pogroms, people were not allowed to study Torah. And rabbis were very anxious to make sure that the future should be there, future of Torah. And so the Paitanim, they were talented in writing most beautiful poetry, and piyut and poetry, I sense a similarity in the sound, in the originality. The piyutim were composed by Talmidei Chachamim in order to preserve certain halachot, certain historical events in our prayers, so that the notion of zikaron, of remembrance, would not be only for us to remember the Ribono Shel Olam, but asking the Ribono Shel Olam, asking God to remember us. And so the idea of the closeness between the Jewish people and the Ribono Shel Olam are very important, and the piyutim contributed very much to that. Now, coming to Chag HaShavuot, you know, if we would not say the piyutim, and I'm glad to tell you that Fifth Avenue Synagogue says the piyutim, which we call Maravit or Maraviot, we preserve it, because it's not on, they were on, not only composed by great rabbonim in Ashkenaz, but also by some Sephardic poets. And so, if we wouldn't have the piyutim for Chag HaShavuot, and I will in a minute give an example, also by singing, if we would not have the piyutim, other than saying Beyom Chag HaShavuot Hazeh, we would not recognize that we are in the midst of Chag HaShavuot, of the holiday of Shavuot. Come the piyutim, and they describe to us the centrality of the receiving, the giving and the receiving of the Ten Commandments on Chag HaShavuot. Because in the Tfilah of Shalosh Regalim, we do not have any reference to Kabbalat Torah. And so we have the first piyut in Tfilat Arvit, Vayered Avir Yaakov Nora Alila. I will give you the translations from the Koren Machzor by my dear friend, whom I miss very badly, Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Vayered Avir Yaakov Nora Tehila, Vaydaber Bitui Aseret Adibrot, and he, Hashem, descended, the champion of Jacob, God of awesome works, and spoke in the great tumult all the Ten Commandments. I am, quote, I am, Ani Hashem Elokecha. He revealed to us the first light upon his people, the beloved who makes days pass and brings nights. And so, so the piyut right away talks about Shavuot. It doesn't speak about Sukkot, which has its own piyutim. It does not speak about Pesach, which has its own piyutim. The Tzad HaShaveh, what is equal between all the piyutim or the maraviot for Chag HaShavuot, is the melody. And the melody will be as follows. I just gave you the text. Vayered Avir Yaakov Venora Alila, וידבר ביטוי עשרת הדיברות במולה. אנוכי גילה והאיר לעמו תחילה. דוד מעביר יום ומביא לילה. And the Nusach goes, ברוך אתה אדושם, המריב הרבים. By the way, I would like to compare. We say on Friday night at the table, Kol Mekadesh. Kol Mekadesh Shevi Karalilo. Kol Shoner Shabbas Kadas Nechaleloi. Exactly the same musical motif. And my question is, Ma Inyan Shmita Etzel Har Sinai? What is the connection between Ma'araviyot of Yom Tov and Kol Mekadesh? So first of all, it's the Kol Mekadesh is done in the evening, Leil Shabbat, after we come back from Shul, after singing Shalom Aleichem and everything else. And so is the Maraviyot, which are to on Ma'ariv for Chag, for the Chag. That's number one. But more importantly, is the Kabbalat Torah, the receiving of the Torah, was part, or certainly the highlight, of the Exodus from Egypt, from Yetziat Mitzrayim. In Kol Mekadesh, and in the Kiddush that we say on Friday night, we say Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim, to remember the Exodus from Mitzrayim. So Kol Mekadesh talks about Shmirat Shabbat, the observance of Shabbat. It talks about prayer. It talks about many, many things. And I urge people to try to learn that simple melody, because it makes the Yom Tov. Any other melody to me is unacceptable. I learned it through my uncle, who got it from his father, and in other words, my grandfather, whom I'm named after, and that's extremely important. What is also beautiful is the fact that the Gaon of Vilna, who of course a misnaged, the head of the misnagdim, the Gaon of Vilna accepted saying Kol Mekadesh, and accepted saying the Piyutim, and also Hasidic rebbes accepted it. And here could be perhaps an opportunity to connect between misnagdim and Hasidim. When we look at the Piyutim on Shavuot, we see six of them. Five are fairly short, and one is always long. And that applies not only to Shavuot, but it applies both to Pesach and to Sukkot. In the morning, we have, of course, Yotzot, we have Krovot, we have many things. And unfortunately, most shuls don't say it anymore. Our shul does not say it anymore. Another comment about it. We ought to realize that Shavuot is connected to Rosh Hashanah. My father of blessed memory used to say, well, Chazanim begin to prepare for Rosh Hashanah, the choirs, they are repeating and learning, and as he said in Yiddish, chazering iber, in other words, they repeat themselves the davening of Rosh Hashanah. But I found out that there is much more to it, and it's very simple. If Chag HaShavuot is the Chag of Matan Torah, Let's look at the second half of Musaf for Rosh Hashanah. The second half of Musaf for Rosh Hashanah has Malchuyot Zichronot Shofarot. The third one is Shofarot, the blowing of the shofar, the entire Ma'amad Har Sinai, the entire drama of being at the bottom of Mount Sinai, when we heard the voice of the shofar getting stronger and stronger. Moshe Yedaber, Va'elokim Ya'anenu Bekol. God speaks, Moshe speaks, and God answers him with a loud voice. People heard a dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Ribono Shel Olam as to the importance of the receiving of the Torah. Another, briefly on another two piyutim. One is, of course, that is typical Shavuot in the morning, just before we read the Torah, is the piyut of Akdamut. Akdamut is in Aramaic, of course, and it is Bakashat Reshut. We ask for permission to read the Torah. My question is, why don't we ask it during the year? And it's very simple, because it includes the Kabbalat Torah, the receiving of the Ten Commandments. And so, in order to get into the psychological feelings of Kabbalat Torah, of the receiving of the Torah, we have to ask permission. By the same token, on Rosh Hashanah, we have quite a few places where we ask for permission. Yareiti b'fzosi, v'heyeim p'fiot, ochil alakel, all these tefillot are tefillot of asking the Ribono Shel Olam, and because Kriyat HaTorah is so important. And so the melody is sung only once a year, and that is Akdam osmilin b'shara yoshuta Avla Shakirena Arman Ureshuta. So on and so forth. By the way, I use this melody when I daven Hallel on Shavuot. Odu Ladoshem Ki Tov Ki Leolam Chasdo. So I already bring the atmosphere of Shavuot and the preparation for the piyutim. Another great piyut is, of course, the piyut of that we say on the second day of Shavuot, after the first two psukim of the Haftarah from the book of Habakkuk, and the Yetziv Pisgam. Now, Yetziv Pisgam has in it, also in Aramaic, everybody makes, as they say in Yiddish, Shabbos for himself. And you hear all kinds of melodies. Let's go to a country of tradition. Let's go for one moment to England. England has a melody which has Nusach, and also it reminds us, and I will allude to it in 1 second, it has the Nusach of Lecha Dodi, as it is sung on Sfirat HaOmer between Pesach and Shavuot. Yetziv Pisgah, ta-da-da-da-da-da, ta-di-da-da-di-da-da, ta-da-da-da-da-da, ta-da-da-da-da-da. This musical motif, ta da 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 da, in England they have a Lecha Dodi special for Sfirat HaOmer, and we urge our students at the Bell School of Music, either you sing the Lecha Dodi from Lewandowski, as it Lecha Dodi, as it came from Germany, and I grew up on it in Tel Aviv. So it moved, it became traditional. And by the way, you heard of my friend and my wife's friend, Professor Smadar Rosenzweig, that about Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch. Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch insisted that the melodies of Lewandowski should be accepted in his Auschwitz Gemeinde, in the community that broke away because of the issues of the reform, but I don't want to go into that in too much details. And they and Lechadoni Likas Kalo, then so on. So the composer of the melody for Yetziv Pisgam took it from the Lecha Dodi that is sung in England, which is not Lewandowski. I still don't know who composed it. It's not revealed. They say it's traditionally in England. One more point that I wanted to mention is the period of Az Shesh Meot. In the repetition of the Amida, we have Az Shesh Meot Ushlosh Esre Mitzvot. 613 mitzvot. I know that most shuls don't say it. In our shul, we do say it. The Fifth Avenue Synagogue, and bless the leaders, the original leaders of the Fifth Avenue Synagogue, for insisting on doing it, because there again, it brings the yontef of Chag HaShavuot. And listen how we sing it. Shesh meot ushlosh esre mitzvot peroshon shan umatam esecharan. This melody is called Nidre. So my question is always, Main yam shmita etzel Har Sinai? What has got to do what is the melody of Kol Nidre got to do with about the 600 and mitzvot? And it's very simple, because it continues with Perush on Shan Umatan Secharan. In other words, we are talking about Sachar and Onesh. We are talking about reward and punishment. Is that not what the Torah teaches us? Is that not the way by which we have to conduct ourselves? And so here comes the Jewish music, the traditional liturgical music, which connects to the text and makes the event. Let's bear that in mind. Now, I concluded the section about the PU team. I don't know how much more time I have to continue, but I would love to continue about the composer of the Book of Tehillim. When we want to study the Book of Tehillim, the Gemara tells us that the Book of Tehillim was composed by HaMelech David and Asara Zkenim, and 10 elders. What does it mean, the 10 elders? We see at the beginning of Tehillim names of various personalities. Tfilah leMoshe, Mizmor leAsaf, Lamnatzeach livnei Korach. It's only livnei Korach, because the Rashi says, Bnei Korach lo metu. The children of Korach did not die. It was only Korach va'adato, Korach and his friends. And then there is Lidutun. Then there is a Mizmor for Shlomo, who was the son of King David. Does it mean that Shlomo composed it? Because he said Lishlomo, you can say that it belongs to Shlomo, or King David did it in honor of his son, King Solomon. Also, we have a wonder, Perek Lamed Zayin, 137 Tehillim, Psalms. Al-Narot Bavel, Sham Yashavnu, on the bank of the Babylon, on the rivers of Babylon, we sat and we cried when we remembered Zion. What are we talking here? This is something that is in past tense. Past tense. 400 years after King David composed it. Ech nashiret shir Hashem al admat nechar. How can we sing the song? Because the one Levite was asked to sing the song that was sung in the Beit HaMikdash. We know that the Levim, the Levites, were the choir, the orchestra in Beit HaMikdash. And so they said that King David had the Ruach HaKodesh. He possessed the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, and he foresaw 400 years ahead of time that there is going to be a problem and Jews will go to exile. And so we have Veshuv Hashem et Shivat Zion consistently with this subject, with this theme. Veshuv Hashem et Shivat Zion, when God will bring the people back to Zion, Hayinu kecholmim, we are like dreamers. That King David said by himself. The Gemara, the Gemara in Masechet Gittin says, Al Naharot Bavel, Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachinu Bezochreinu Etzion, when we sat at the banks of the Babylon, we cried when we remembered the Zion, Melamed She'erau HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid Churban Bayit Rishon. Hashem showed already 400 years ago to King David that the first Beit HaMikdash will be destroyed. There are other opinions. Ibn Ezra said that there was a machloket between Chachmei Israel, the sages of our people, who say that everything came to King David in a prophecy. But it could very well be that King David may have been the chief editor and perhaps he rearranged some of them. Because he sang about Galut Bavel. The Malbim has a different opinion, but he very much agrees with the Ibn Ezra, who happens to be my favorite because I'm very strong in grammar, and I urge my students at the Bell School of Jewish Music to understand that punctuation is extremely important. It's not Ohev Amo Israel. It's not Ohev Amo Israel. It's Ohev Amo Israel. And everybody sing, Micha Mocha Ba'elim Adoshem. Ba'elim Adoshem? Is God like the other so-called gods? No, it's wrong. Is Micha Mocha Ba'elim, comma, Hashem? Let's turn this around. And we have Hashem, Micha Mocha Ba'elim. It could be perhaps clearer. But the Paitan put it, or the one who arranged the text, and it's really a pasuk in the Torah. Micha Mocha Ba'elim Hashem. And when I daven Friday night or Shabbat morning, which has a different nusach, different melody, Micha Mocha Ba'elim Adoshem, mi kamocha nedar bakodesh. It's nusach. We'll talk about nusach at another time. Mi kamocha ba'elim adoshem. There is a punctuation, and we have to be careful. To the point that I sometimes question if people just say mi kamocha Ba'elim Hashem, do they realize what they are saying? And if they do not realize what happens to Kavanah, I don't know. I'm not going into their minds, but I question it. And so the composer of Tehillim, there is a machloket, and I think Professor Smadar Rosenzweig already touched upon it, that it may have been only King David, or King David with Asara Zikinim, or whatever, as I mentioned. Now, Tehillim was done according of the Malbim in the time of King David and Ruach HaKodesh. And that's how it should be remembered. One more comment about Tehillim, that Tehillim merited, and it became part, we say, Sefer Tehillim. About other books in the Tanakh, we do not necessarily say, but we say Sefer Tehillim. Why? Because of the similarity between Sefer Tehillim, the book of Psalms, Le Sefer Torah, to the Sefer Torah. Both are divided into five parts, Chumashim, five Chumashim. We have five Sifrei Torah, not Sifrei Torah, five Chumashim, Bereshit, Shmot, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Dvarim. And then we have five books in Tehillim. Also, the number of the Psukim in Sefer Tehillim is extremely, almost similar to the Psukim in the Torah. And the Gemara in Masechet Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, already talks about it, where they deal with the Psukei HaTorah and Psukei Tehillim, the Psukim, the verses of the Torah and the verses of Tehillim. And it's extremely important to realize it, and therefore Tehillim got the title Sefer. So this is about Sefer Tehillim. I was going to speak about Ashrei Yoshve Ve'itecha, which is my favorite tefillah. I just want to quote the Gemara in Brachot. Kol ha'omer Tehillah leDavid, because Ashrei and Tehillah leDavid is not the same psalm. We are talking about psalms. Kol ha'omer Tehillah leDavid muvtach lo shehu ben ha'olam haba. It is clear that he deserves, after 120, to get to the world to come. Why? Because he said, Poteach et Yadecha. Poteach et Yadecha is not only, we're talking to the Ribono Shel Olam, but it's not only about ourselves. It is the fact that we are giving tzedakah. We are taking care of the poor. It's all there. And so it reminds us the greatness of the Kodosh Baruch Hu, who makes sure that his people are the one who give. And the Beis Yosef says, it's amazing. I think it's amazing. Im amar zot lelo kavana, if we say, poteach et yadecha, and there was no kavana, there was no concentration, he paskens that he has to go back to the beginning of Ashrei. This proves to us how strong faith in God is. And when we say it, v'titchazek ha'emuna, and the faith becomes stronger. We know that we say Ashrei three times a day, twice in Shacharit, and once in Mincha. And Rav Amram Gaon in his Siddur brings a tshuva, and I will conclude with that. of Rabbi Natroi Gaon, Natronai Gaon, Shebegmara lo ne'emar shalosh pe'amim. In the Gemara, it doesn't say three times, Ashrei Yoshevei Beitecha. El Chachamim Acharonim Hosifu. Later sages added it. Let us remember that Ashrei is not connected to Tehillah LeDavid, but it is connected because in the final analysis, it is the praise of the Ribono Shel Olam. And when we praise the Ribono Shel Olam, and if we do it through the music, through the traditional ancient music, some of our nusachot are called Mi Sinai, that they may have come with the Ten Commandments, because there was lots of talking of the Ribono Shel Olam and Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu was a great singer. And I know of many people who are not the greatest speakers, are not able to utter the words clear, were great chazanim. And so in one article that I once wrote to a newspaper in Israel, I wrote to my opinion, Moshe Rabbeinu was the first chazan. Az Yashir Moshe. And always will be, because it's in the future tense, Az Yashir Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu sang and will sing Le'orech Yamim B'Shanim. Thank you. And once again, it's a tribute to Marilyn Bells, who loved prayer, who loved melodies, who loved music. And may she rest in peace. And we will remember her with lots of love, both my wife and I, and all those who knew her. Thank you very much.